Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The Afghan Taliban have announced the death of Jalaluddin Haqqani, the founder of the jihadist Haqqani Network. It's not clear when or where he died. Steve Jackson has this report.
A Taliban statement said Jalaluddin Haqqani had died after several years of illness and described him as one of the great jihadi personalities of his era. For Western countries, he was leader of a potent militant network within the Taliban, blamed for a string of high-profile terror attacks that destabilised Afghanistan. Jalaluddin Haqqani helped Osama bin Laden establish al-Qaeda training camps there in the 1990s and continued to exert influence after relinquishing direct control of the Haqqani network in 2001. American and Afghan claims that Pakistan was supporting the network have been a major source of friction with Islamabad.
President Trump has warned Syria's leader Bashar al-Assad against launching an attack on the rebel stronghold of Idlib. Mr. Trump said Russia and Iran would be making what he called a grave humanitarian mistake if they aided their ally in such an assault. David Willis reports.
The province of Idlib in northwestern Syria is the last major stronghold for rebels fighting the government of Bashar al-Assad. Hence, for the Syrian army and its allies on the ground, Russia and Iran, capturing Idlib has become a major priority, and thousands of troops have already been deployed to the area with the aim of driving out the 30,000 or so rebel fighters who are thought to be holed up there. The United Nations has warned that an assault on Idlib could spark a humanitarian crisis, the likes of which even Syria has yet to see. And President Trump is now backing that assessment.
The highest court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has barred the opposition leader Jean-Pierre Bemba from running in the presidential election due in December. More details from Louise Duast.
When Jean-Pierre Bemba was acquitted of war crimes earlier this summer, hundreds, if not thousands, of Congolese took to the streets to celebrate. Many hoped he would defeat President Joseph Kabila in long-delayed elections in December. But the Constitutional Court has now ruled that he's ineligible to run. He was convicted by the International Criminal Court of witness tampering, and according to Congolese law, that's equal to corruption.
Japan's weather agency says the strongest typhoon to hit the country in 25 years has made landfall with winds of up to 216 kilometers an hour. The agency has warned of high waves, flooding and mudslides caused by Typhoon Jebi, which made landfall in Tokushima region of western Japan. More than 600 flights have been cancelled. World News from the BBC. The man chosen by President Trump for the vacant seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, is expected to face hostile questioning today at the start of his confirmation hearing. Democrat senators are furious that more than 100,000 pages of documents from Mr. Kavanaugh's time as a White House advisor have not been released. To be appointed to the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh must be endorsed by a majority in the Senate. The Brazilian President Michel Temer says the government is seeking funding from companies and banks to help rebuild the National Museum in Rio de Janeiro after it was destroyed by fire. Officials are also asking for international assistance, and talks are taking place with the UN cultural body UNESCO. 90% of the museum's vast collection has been incinerated. The German left-wing politician Sarah Wagenknecht is launching a new broad-left movement today. It's called Aufstehen, meaning stand up or arise. Mike Sanders has more details.
Sarah Wagenknecht already has a political home. She is a leader of the party called The Left in the German parliament. She's opening up a space for those in the centre-left Social Democrats who did not want their party to rebuild a coalition with Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats this year. She's hoping that with support from the Green Party, the movement might forge genuine left-wing policies. Party leaders have given the idea a frosty reception, saying the movement is just as likely to exacerbate tensions as it is to foster left-wing cohesion.
One of the world's top tennis players, Roger Federer, has been knocked out of the US Open Championships in New York. He was beaten in four sets by Australia's John Millman, a player ranked 55th in the world who has never won a top-level tournament. Federer is a five-time US Open winner and was one of the favourites to take the title this time. BBC World News.